It's Monday, August 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A pedestrian was killed on Highway 63 near Minong on Sunday. A two-vehicle crash killed one person near Luck on Saturday. An excessive heat warning and advisory for Northwest Wisconsin today. And a missing Danbury man was found safe in Minnesota. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A pedestrian was killed Sunday evening on Highway 63 north of County Road F near Minong on Sunday evening. The State Patrol said a 28-year-old man from Minneapolis was standing in the roadway when he was struck by a northbound Nissan. Authorities said the crash happened just after 9:15 p.m. and the man was wearing dark clothing at the time. The driver was not injured. Names were withheld pending family notification. The State Patrol is investigating the crash. One person is dead from a two-vehicle crash near Luck on Saturday. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said a pickup with four people inside was driving north on County Highway I when it failed to stop at the intersection of Highway 48 around 11 a.m. The pickup struck an eastbound SUV carrying two people. The passenger in the SUV was killed. Names have not been released at this time. The crash was under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and State Patrol. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. The National Weather Service says heat index values could reach 107 in Chippewa, Dunn, and St. Croix counties. For Barron, Burnett, Douglas, Polk, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties, heat index values could pass 100 degrees under the heat advisory. The National Weather Service says take frequent breaks if working outside and drink plenty of fluids, stay out of the sun, or stay inside air-conditioned rooms. Do not leave pets or children in unattended vehicles. If someone is suffering from heat exhaustion or heat stroke, call 911. A silver alert for a missing Danbury man has been canceled after the man was found safe. The alert was issued Sunday evening for 67-year-old Ernest Skip Smetana after he did not return from running an errand Sunday morning. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office said late Sunday that Smetana was located safe in Minnesota. A horse in Marquette County tests positive for West Nile virus. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the horse was unvaccinated. It is Wisconsin's first confirmed case of West Nile in a horse this year. Symptoms of WNV in horses include fever, loss of coordination, hind end weakness, muscle tremors, and going down with inability to rise. The disease can cause brain inflammation in horses and people and is fatal in 30-40% of horses showing signs of illness. In 2023, DATCAP documented five cases of West Nile in horses. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The 2026 and 2029 National Horseshoe Pitchers Association World Championships are coming to Central Wisconsin. Visit WASA Executive Director Tim White says he'll start working with local partners right away.
We all work together. We all want to see the area succeed. If one municipality is lifted up, the rest benefit as well. So our hotel rooms are going to be packed.
The 2026 games will be held in Weston and run from mid to late July. The satire website The Onion will once again be a newspaper for subscribers. Editor-in-Chief Chad Nackers says it's been a long time coming and he's happy to see a print edition once more.
This is our membership. The website is going to be completely free and open. There's not going to be any paywalls.
Nackers has been with The Onion since 1996 when it was based out of Madison. The paper moved to new owners earlier this year after previously being owned by a private equity firm. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.